implementation, development and implementation of the multi-level Adelante positive youth development intervention. And this is where I'm supposed to tell you that I have no money. And I will be sharing with you a brief overview of the Latin American Youth Center, the Adelante, the Avances Center collaboration, and a brief overview of what the center is. Also, I'll be giving information about the Langley Park community, describing what is Adelante, the Adelante accomplishments, and the implementation experiences, and some challenges and solutions. And hopefully we have some time for questions and answers. The Latin American Youth Center, the Maryland Multicultural Youth Center, is a nonprofit youth development organization. And we believe in a future where all youth pursue their dreams, reach their goals, and acquire skills and self-confidence. We serve nearly 4,000 low-income youth annually in the D.C. and Maryland's government, Montgomery and Prince George's County government. Our areas include education, social services, health promotion, parenting, housing, job readiness training, mental health treatment, arts and recreation. This is our Adelante staff, with also with the Maryland Multicultural Youth Center staff. We provide host home services, case management, job readiness, college readiness, and other supportive services. The Avances Center is a P20 exploratory research center funded by the National Institute on Minority Health and Health Disparities, located at George Washington University. The center addresses health disparities through exploratory research and interventions with community collaboration. The Avances Center is focused on understanding and addressing disparities among Latino and other immigrant refugee populations. The Langley Park, where the intervention is provided, is less than 3 miles away from Washington, D.C. It's made out of 70% of Latinos from Central America, and 70% of the community members are foreign-born. Also, in the past, this has been the center for the gang MS-13. The unique immigration patterns of this population is that most likely people who live in this community escape violence in their home country. Many youth are new schoolers, 550 enrolled in the last year. Many are unaccompanied youth reunited with or living with a guardian. Also, as you can see, 75% of kindergartners do not speak English. The 37 of the 16 to 19-year-olds work and are not in school. And low income receive free or reduced lunch. And only 27% graduate from high school on time. Teen pregnancy rate is twice the national level. Also, our adults have a very low proficient in English. And 60% less have less than a ninth grade education. So what is the Adelante intervention? It's a community-based, multi-level intervention to address the co-occurrence of substance abuse, violence, and sexual risk among Latino youth in Langley Park. And it's a collaboration between the Maryland Multicultural Youth Centers and the Avances Center at George Washington University. What is the rationale for Adelante? The researchers have a long-term commitment with this community. And in the past, there has been a pilot program, Safe for Latinos, that showed that new immigrants first had lower risk compared to other Latinos, but then experienced a vulnerable period where support is needed to avoid later involvement in risky behavior. Also, both Safer Latinos and Voices studies show how important it was to address the factors at different multi-levels in the community, and also important to tailor the program to Latino immigrant circumstances and concurrently address substance abuse, violence, and sex risk. The theoretical framework that is used is a socio-ecological model. As we know, risk is the result of the complex relationship between individual, relationship, community, and societal factors. And addressing just one factor is rarely enough. Also, a positive youth development theory has been adapted and used in a strength-based approach. It uses building supportive assets among individuals and supporting connections with community members. This is not making progress. It's not going forward. something happened in the way.
Again, yes. Excuse us, there's some technical difficulty. The slide is not, they're not advancing. Mm-hmm. That's what I was gonna. I think the system may have frozen. Okay, is that the next one?
Yes.
Okay.
Just do the clicking.
So with the positive youth development constructs, our goal is to make positive changes in four PYD constructs. Changes in these constructs will be associated with decreased risky behaviors, and the constructs are competence, confidence, connection, and contribution. Adelante, a community-based multi-level intervention targeting Latino youth, offers case management to high-risk cohort families, evidence-based programming for youth and parents in cohort and in the community. Case managers and programs connect families with community resources. It seeks to address the co-occurrence of substance abuse, violence, and sexual risk by building assets. And also, it builds these assets at community, family, and individual level. As we provide all these programs, we seek to impact these PYDs and to decrease these risky behaviors. How we evaluate the intervention at the community level, if we are making effective changes, we'll see an increase in PYD constructs. And we have a comparison community in Virginia, in Colmar. And so since no intervention is being offered there, there will be no changes. At the cohort surveys, I'll also provided for the youth who are enrolled in cohort, and the families who are very involved, they will show a large decrease in the risky behaviors, and families who are less involved, they will show no decrease in risky behaviors. These are some of our youth in participating in summer engagement activities with their case managers. Adelante accomplishment in regards to programs has been, we have met with participants in person 859 times over 566 hours for case management. And these numbers that I'm showing you are even higher now because these are numbers from the summer this year. And so we have also a web series of Victor and Erica. It's a YouTube, like a soap opera, that we have created, and we are starting season two. The Adelante accomplishments in regards to research are several. And this ethnographic community definition completed and published. Community sampling strategy has been completed. A team of 25 bilingual data collectors have been hired and trained. Ethical research training curriculum developed in Spanish, and data collectors have been trained in that too. And as you can see, cohorts of high-risk youth and families have been recruited as well. And it's showing very positive increase. All the programming and everything that has been evaluated is showing positive increase in regards to the PYD constructs that are being measured. So implementation and experiences and recommendations. What we like to offer is that at the beginning and the middle, while the project is underway, and at the transitional stage, that the community partner is very involved in the planning, because that will prevent any issues from arising. Like if it is an analysis is done of the community stakeholders, so the project can have realistic expectations. Also, while the project is underway, constant and open communication to build trust between the research team and the field workers is very important, and so that we can be in touch with each other and compromise. Also, sometimes it's needed to include neutral parties in case mediation is needed. At the end, it's important to have in mind that the field staff builds very strong connections with their case managers and their cases and their youth that they are serving. So it's important that the case managers and the team in the community is involved in the ending part of the process. Also, finding a balance between research design and field work. Respecting boundaries and protocols of practitioner and academic institution. We as field practitioners know how important it is to collect data, but at the same time, we would like to make sure that we maintain strong relationships that are very important to ensure that staff and our community is being served properly. The unique implementation challenges working with recently arrived Latino immigrant youth. This is where we needed to adapt many of our strategies. In providing case management and implementing programs, we encountered a number of unexpected challenges in working with this unique population. We adapted our case management, programming, and recruiting strategies accordingly. Since this is a very newly arrived community, not all the youth that we serve have recently arrived, but majority of them are. So many families are undocumented and face various legal struggles. Also, they lack of trust, and that impacts participation, that impacts enrollment, that impacts recruitment. So our case managers had to work very hard at connecting families with many resources. Also, in regards to the lack of trust, we ask our parents who are currently enrolled to vouch for us that we do not turn undocumented people to immigration. Also, adjusting to a new culture for our newcomers is very challenging. To understand the culture, the school system, proves to be very hard for our parents and for our youth. So we implemented a program called Parents as Leaders that teaches parents how to manage the school system and how to advocate for their own children and give them the social network to rely on. Also, economic issues. Many of our youth are pressured to work because the parents are struggling financially. And so our case managers need to have an advocacy role in favor of the youth to explain to the parents that immigration does not even permit the youth to be at school. They need to be at school and not at work. And also we experience lack of access to medical care and inability to pay for mental health services. So we are exploring and we are seeking always a way to refer our clients to clinics in the area. Sometimes our youth have a hard time getting enrolled in school. Our parents do not know that if they see school nearby, that that's not where they enrolled in, that they need to go to a different centralized location where they can bring all the documents and enroll their children. So our case managers take an active role in helping enroll our children. Also, in mediating the language barriers, our youth who are recently arrived, they get discriminated by their own peers, even Latinos, who call them rancheros or chentes based on the ranchero singer. And so we connect youth among themselves for emotional and for social support. Lack of safety in the community impacts the participation in our programs and also makes youth very vulnerable to be recruited by gang members. But we make sure that we provide transportation to programs to pick them up from school. We connect them to other recently arrived youth and to other social supports so that they are not so easily preyed on by gangs. And we educate them on how not to get involved. The issue of crowded housing is something that we try to remediate by providing host home services to prevent placement, because we don't want our youth to end up in foster care, but we also want them to have a safe environment at home. Okay, youth living with a legal guardian rather than parents. We have some youth who do not live with their parents, who are living with an uncle or with an aunt, or with another 18-year-old who is their brother. So legal guardians sometimes expect youth to support themselves financially. And that's where case managers come in also to find resources. And to teach the young, like 18-year-old taking care of a 15-year-old, how to be a guardian and how to interact with their teachers at conferences. One of these youth who is 18, it was a parent-teacher conference one night, and one of our case managers coaching to go and meet with each one of their teachers so that he will get the information that he needed to support his 15-year-old brother. Also, our participants have compounded trauma. Recently arrived, they have suffered violence in their countries in their communities of origin, and they suffer violence when they come on their trip. and have witnessed domestic violence. So many of these result in many mental health issues. We have an in-house counseling. We have a place to refer for substance abuse treatment, but still actively seeking resources because this is a reality that our participants face. Lastly, the biggest challenge that we have is family reunification issues. The families have difficulties. Parents are very, the youth are very angry at their parents for leaving them behind. And parents are disappointed that youth aren't showing appreciative of what they have done for them. So there is a lack of communication. Parents expect too much of their children sometimes in regards to domestic duties. Also, the children come to a new a family. They haven't seen their mom or dad for a long time, and when they come, they have a new family, new siblings, a new stepdad. Many issues arise for that, so we have implemented family meeting facilitations. We have provided family reunification workshops and family dinner programs to mediate and to serve as an outlet for family stress. In summary, Adelante is a multi-level community-based intervention that uses theoretical elements from the socio-ecological model and PYD constructs to reduce youth involvement in risky behaviors. Adelante participants, who are mostly recently arrived immigrants from Central America, are a unique population that faces numerous challenges. We adapted our program to try and meet the needs of this community and help youth and their families succeed. And we are very thankful to the Avance Center and GW staff and the Institute on Minority Health and Health Disparities and our local partners and stakeholders who support our efforts and missions to serve our youth. And that's my presentation.
Thank you, Rosa. We'll have questions for the panel. We'll have time at the end. Our next presenter this morning is Noel Stone. Noel is an epidemiologist, senior research scientist with the University of New Mexico. She works on community-driven research, asthma control, and training. Noel has been in public health for 20 years. And has worked on prostate cancer patient outcomes in the New Mexico Department of Health as the director of the Morbidity Surveillance Program and in pediatric quality of care evaluation. Nuestra Salud, a community health organization, which has partnered with Noel for over 10 years. This morning, her presentation will be on Hispanic asthma, the Hispanic Asthma Network Project. Let's welcome Noel to the podium, please.